The first tip I think I would give everybody is make sure that you network as much as possible. And that sounds very type A, very American, you know, get everybody's card. Build as many personal and professional relationships as you can naturally do. They don't all have to have an agenda. You know, get involved in industry organizations. Go outside to conferences. Make sure you know the guy in accounting and you know the person on the front desk and you know the IT person. The more people who know you and like you and think about you in a positive light in your environment, the more opportunities you're going to have to grow over time. The more you're going to have your expense report put to the top of the pile because you know what, the guy in accounting really likes me. I'm not a jerk to that person. Or your computer fixed first when there's a problem because the people in IT. I just think in general, we know people's careers grow and their trust grows and what people see them having potential to do grows the bigger and wider their network of friendly, nice, healthy professional relationships that they have. That's one. So consider networking just a part of how you're going to grow. The second one is get comfortable with conflict. It's people who make it to the C-suite, who make it up to the top jobs, or people who have not taken differences of opinion or personal setbacks or things that didn't go their way as career stoppers or such personally agitating things that they want to change jobs rather than navigate it. Find ways to have difficult conversations with people when necessary. Find ways to accept that your opinion wasn't the prevailing one in the end. Find ways to not always have to have everything be smooth as long as what comes out at the end is better and stronger. So decide that conflict isn't necessarily a negative. It just has to be constructive conflict, and you have to have a strategy. And the third thing is, really stop worrying about everybody else. Don't use your energy thinking so-and-so has unfair treatment, this person got a good assignment, I didn't. Anything that is using your energy to think about somebody else's work rather than your own, I think generally is not constructive. Shine in your own right. Do great work. Raise your hand for assignments that may be a little challenging or extra. Turn up at meetings with enthusiasm. Be a person who people are excited about working with. I think if you are that, put your energy into growing your own career that way, people will recognize it and you'll see a lot of opportunities.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.